with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia Fact Check has raised alarm about social media attacks on opposition candidate Panduleni Itula, suggesting foreign interference. Editor Frederico Links warned that such campaigns could harm Namibia's democracy and urged electoral authorities to prevent manipulation.
We've been monitoring a bunch of accounts around election-related speech, and it's become clear that there's been a lot of information manipulation activity on social media platforms. The smear campaign, the election-related disinformation, and just all sorts of information that has to do with the election. So it's hard to keep a grip on this and try and fact-check it all. It's simply impossible to fact-check it all. But the ones that sort of have stood out, we've tried to counter. We've tried to provide people with verified, credible information so that the important information gets through to the voting public.
Meanwhile, about 5,042 police officers will be deployed to 2,521 polling teams covering 4,677 polling stations countrywide, all in preparation for the presidential and national assembly elections taking place on Wednesday, the 27th of November, 2024. Here is Nampol Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuwinga with more.
There are two members that are deployed at different polling stations all throughout the country. There are certain tips that we would like to bring under the attention of the electorate. Not only the electorate, but the nation at large. Refrain from carrying firearms. Now, when you are in the queue, exercise patience. There are members that are deployed already at the polling station. Then there are another contingent that will be waiting for assistance if there is manpower needed to reinforce. That group of standby officers will be pulled in. We will monitor from place to place on the polling station. We are hopeful that it will go smoothly as we expect.
Polling officials in Rundu have demanded that the Electoral Commission of Namibia increase their pay within 24 hours, threatening to boycott the upcoming elections if their demands are not met. The dispute centered around a payment of 150 Namibia dollars led to chaos as protesting officers disrupted training sessions. Here's ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
In the advertisement of which they have responded to, we have clearly indicated the rates that we are going to be paying. And those rates included for registration as well as polling officials. However, we reviewed the rates in May for polling and registration. We have increased the rates for polling on non-polling day from 436 to 476. And then on polling day, we have increased it from 670 to 710. So these are considerations that we have made. However, we are monitoring the situation to ensure that it does not disrupt the election process.
Cape Town Mayor Gordon Hill-Lewis has described renowned anti-apartheid writer and activist Breyten Breytenbach as a genius who captured people's emotions. He died at the age of 85 in Paris yesterday.
Almost exactly a year ago, our city awarded civic honors to Breyten Breytenbach for his remarkable service to Cape Town and our society and his profound personal sacrifice in opposition to apartheid. He was a genius creator of transcendent beauty who captured our emotions, forced us to think, and demonstrated during the dark days of our country's past that the pen is far mightier than the sword.
Breytenbach was imprisoned in 1975 on charges under the Terrorism Act for treason. And G7 ministers are in Italy for talks on the crisis in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine. This is the last in-person meeting of the group before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January of 2025.
The focus of this first day of talks is the situation in the Middle East, with the U.S. reportedly close to brokering a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and a handful of other countries from that region will also be taking part in one of the sessions. Then on day two, the focus really shifts to the war in Ukraine. At the end of these talks, we expect the G7 nations to once again reiterate their support for the Ukrainian government and military, even as President Joe Biden prepares to hand over to President-elect Donald Trump, who's been highly critical of U.S. spending to support Ukraine.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.